We've survived a day long of hoops. Four games down at the Thomas and Mac today. Rebel Room Podcast, Case Kiefer here with Ray Brewer. Probably stunned to hear this without Ryan Green, but our colleague hard at work working on his Rebel stuff. So we're going to do our best job to get you through this. Why don't we start with the last game? It was, of course, UNLV who we're here to talk about. The Rebels look really sharp. Not exactly the most entertaining game, but they pretty much did what they needed to against Air Force 169-53.
Yeah, and win number six in a row for UNLV. And if you go, Case, all the way back to that first win, they weren't looking too good at the time. It was a victory against Air Force that was, a 49-46 win. And folks were a little worried if UNLV would be a NCAA tournament qualifying team. Fast forward 3 weeks, they're on a six-game winning streak, and they're jockeying for position in the field. They're playing great right now. Shot 50% tonight, made 11 of 20 three-pointers, stand back 6 of 8 from 3. But what stood out for me, Guy, Trevon Willis, 20 points in 36 minutes, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Looks like the Trevon of old. I know he was shocked this week when he was named second-team All-League, you know, battled the injuries early in the season. But right now he is playing like one of the league's best players, and when Trevon Willis is good, so is UNLV.
Yeah, I think we've been expecting this all season from Trevon, just kind of wondering where it was. Well, it's really come on lately. Like you said, I mean, 28-7, he's almost to a triple-double there. He just looked great. Of course, Stanback did some really good things, hit six threes. I think there was one stretch where he just couldn't miss. Then the big guys did some good things, too. I really think Quantrell has progressed as the season's gone on. We'd probably both agree with that, too. 8 points and six rebounds. UNLV will play San Diego State tomorrow night. Who San Diego State, kind of like this game, didn't have much problems with Utah. It was 10-8 about 7 minutes into the game, and then they went on a 22-5 run and put them away. Third time a charm for UNLV. What do you say?
Oh, it could be. I'm just, when you say San Diego State, the thing that pops to my mind immediately is they're big and long. Billy White, Malcolm Thomas, you know, great players. And UNLV, for as good as Quantrell played tonight, you know, five blocks, great on the boards, they're still a liability on the inside. San Diego State's ranked, what, sixth or seventh in the nation, depending on what poll you want to go by. You know, DJ Gay has given them great guard play. And bottom line, they just have more talent than UNLV. Now, could UNLV maybe get a little boost from its home court? Could UNLV continue with its hot play, which it's definitely been on fire, and get past it? Earlier in the week on our sports show on 91.5 FM, Mondays at 5:30, folks, LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk on the UNLV station, I said UNLV is going to get past San Diego State. I still think they're going to get past San Diego State, but it's going to have to be a perfect mesh of things to happen for UNLV, especially defensively. Look, tonight, Kiefer, first half they give up 9 field goals. Second half they give up 9 field goals. Air Force shoots 33% from the game. If you play D like that, you're in good shape.
Crazy thing is, on our radio show Monday, all three of us picked UNLV to get by San Diego State. Here's the thing you mentioned that I thought was a big reason why I was picking UNLV to beat San Diego State. I thought they were going to have a big home court advantage. I know you wrote about this tonight. This is something you want to talk about. But after being at both the night games, I'm not so sure they're going to have that big of an advantage tomorrow night. There might have been more San Diego State fans in the building, or about equal to UNLV. So I'm not even sure that that's going to play into it. I'm just flip-flopping on my choice. I think I'm still going to go with UNLV, but this shows you how good of a tournament I think this is going to be from now on, because if you would have asked me Monday, I had BYU-UNLV in the finals. Now after today, of course, we'll get to the other games, but we're going to see BYU-New Mexico. After today, I'm sitting here trying to talk myself out of thinking it's going to be New Mexico-San Diego State. None of the outcomes could surprise me, but I do think the Rebels need a little bit better fan showing tomorrow night against San Diego State, because they're a lot better than Air Force, simply.
Yeah, and listen, tomorrow's going to be a great day of basketball. Not to be the Mountain West Conference PR man, but BYU, New Mexico, the trilogy, I think will be a great game, because New Mexico, I think, has beaten BYU by a combined like 27 points in 2 wins this year. And UNLV San Diego State, even though San Diego State's beaten UNLV twice, both games have been real competitive. It's going to be a great day of basketball. The UNLV crowd was crap. The people that were there didn't even cheer well, and there was hardly any students. Now I'm thinking, okay, we got maybe a bad economy. They know that the Air Force game was going to be a rock and roll. Maybe they start coming out a little bit tomorrow, Friday night, entertainment. And if they're fortunate to make it to Saturday, then they're there Saturday. That's maybe me being optimistic. But the perceived advantage of a home court, even though San Diego State beat UNLV once already at home, definitely hasn't been there in this tournament, Case.
Yeah, and maybe it does have a lot to do with the Air Force. Look, this isn't a game that excited the fans for good reason. Air Force, no one thought they were going to be number six this year. It was a good draw for UNLV, but Air Force just plays a little bit boring style of basketball. What can you do? So hopefully for UNLV, they'll get some more fans out there tomorrow. Let's talk a little bit about the other games. The afternoon session actually was a lot better than the day session today. TCU really gave BYU a run, and New Mexico, Colorado State lived up to its billing really close to the end. BYU, New Mexico tomorrow. Like you said, New Mexico's beat them twice. You think it's going to be a third time?
Well, New Mexico cracked that BYU code right away. Brandon Davies goes out with the suspension. What do? They pound the ball inside over and over against them. They'll follow the exact same script tomorrow. I really think New Mexico is going to win this game. BYU is not the same team it was 3 weeks ago. BYU has no inside presence. Now, with that said, Jimmer Fredette could go off for 40 at any time. The guy's got range from half court in. But with no inside game, I think Steve Alford's smart enough. He's going to really pound the ball on the inside. Who's the point guard for New Mexico? Gary.
He's Gary.
He is. I think he's a great point guard. And maybe they borrow New Mexico a little bit from TCU's handbook. What did TCU do well today? Well, Hank Thorne's pressured Jimmer, right? And they hit timely shots, and they pestered away at him. If New Mexico maybe follows that script, continues to pound the ball inside, I don't even know if it's going to be close.
I think no matter what, it'll be close. So I don't get too far, we should mention this is a Las Vegas podcast. For a long time in that game, Hank Thorne looked like the best player on the court. That's how they were able to keep in it. He really looked great today.
He did, and it's a long time coming because I think he's a great player. I will say that Case and I had dinner tonight at the UNLV Student Union. I thought we were in Provo, though. It was a half-half split on BYU fans and UNLV students who were probably oblivious that there were a basketball tournament even going on. But Provo travels well, and talk about the courage. I mean, who goes into the other team's student union to grab a Panda Express?
I mean, Jimmer t-shirts, Jimmer jerseys, Jimmer hats, probably some Jimmer underwear out there. I mean, it was just everywhere. And then some of them even said they were UNLV students, but just BYU fans. So that was crazy. I think I'm still going to stick with BYU in this game, but I'm really, really hesitant with that. After seeing New Mexico up close today for the first time this year, they were just so physical. They were really down low. I mean, those guys are really banging. Phillip McDonald ran over and spilt water all over me, fighting for a loose ball. I don't think BYU's that type of team, and I think that's why New Mexico's already matched up well against them. Now without Emory, they could even match up better. And I think this is something you always have to look at. We saw it last year in the 1-4 game in the Mountain West. To BYU, in the long run, this game really doesn't mean much. They're going to be a high seed in the NCAA tournament. They're there already. New Mexico State has to win this game if they want to make the tournament. Last year, you saw San Diego State thought they had to win to make it against New Mexico, who was the big 2 or 3 seed. And what did you see? San Diego State win. So I would not be shocked at all if New Mexico took this one. But I just think BYU is the best team in the conference. When you get down to it.
It's just suspensions, no inside game, injuries. I just don't see it happening with BYU. And New Mexico's just a gritty team. And you got to remember, they're part of the quote-unquote Big Four, and they just didn't play like it this year. You know, they had the unfortunate loss for them to UNLV. Remember, here they were in the game. They lost, at Colorado State. It just didn't go their way this year, but
they lost to Utah twice, I believe.
Which is well,
speechless.
That doesn't do much for our argument. They're going to beat BYU.
Well, but we're just saying that I think it does, because what you're saying is they had a rough year and they've kind of built up to now where they're playing well. Today, I mean, Colorado State gave them a test by all accounts. So maybe they're reaching their peak, kind of like we're seeing UNLV doing. I mean, UNLV struggled with Air Force, lost to Colorado State at home, and look, they're playing great now. And I'm assuming you're sticking with them to beat San Diego State as we go into the second game.
Yeah, I obviously will. I mean, it all, I think, hinges on UNLV can't rely on just heaving it up from the outside. You know, they shot 11 of 20 tonight from three. In the six-game winning streak, they've been very good from three, except for the first game against Air Force. But to beat San Diego State, you're going to have a balance inside out. Something's going to happen on the inside. And I know that's crazy because we all know how good San Diego State is with their 6'8", 6'9 guys. But UNLV is going to have to find a way to have some success against them. They're going to have to find a way to get the ball inside.
Yeah, I think just because I don't like flip-flopping, I'm going to stick with UNLV in this one, too, just like I stuck with Air Force.
I flip-flop in the high school football season three times per podcast.
No, yeah, you flip-flop from the time we put in our picks out there to when we come in here and make the picks on audio. But here's the thing. I think you nailed why I'm kind of shying away from UNLV. They've shot so well these last five games, I guess. And tonight, 50%, 24 for 48 from the field, 11 from 20 from three, like you said. At some point, that's got to even out. And San Diego State plays good defense, as we know. I mean, both their games, what I think one is 56 to 50. The other one was another six-point game. And I just don't think they're going to be able to shoot that well. So a part of me says San Diego State, but I'm not changing. I'm going to say UNLV, BYU in the finals. You've got UNLV, New Mexico. So either way, you're saying UNLV wins this tournament. Is this the spoiler ending?
That's what I'm feeling. Now, let me tell you this. I'm sitting in my head thinking like I'm a gambler. What do you make the line at for UNLV San Diego State? Pick? Could you make it a pick?
No way. Not a pick. What was the last time they played here?
Maybe two?
Two. Okay, yeah, maybe you could make it a pick. I don't know.
Would you take San Diego State if it was a pick?
If it was a pick, I'll put it this way. I probably wouldn't take San Diego State, but I wouldn't take UNLV either. I don't think there's much value on UNLV as a pick, personally. Do you?
I don't know. Well, they're hot right now. But I mean, they're the Packers of the Mountain West.
You totally blindsided me. Usually I'm thinking about what the number would be. I really have no idea tomorrow night.
What about the BYU game?
I'd say BYU probably four.
No way.
Yes, yes. That one I'm sure
about.
Hold on,
I got to run to the ATM. I'll be back. 4.5.
Well, what do you think it should be?
I don't know. I mean, I could see a pick as well.
No,
hold on, we can probably
find
out.
Not a pick. All right, well, yeah, we're going to find out what it is. I would be stunned if this game was a pick. Look, BYU is going to be motivated. They've lost to this team twice. I know we use the "it's hard to beat the same team three times," but
you just said, Kiefer, that they got nothing to play for. They got a good seed already.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you look at history for that, but there's no way it's a pick. If it's a pick, I will. Here we go. We're trying to get it up right now.
It's not up right as of now.
As of now, we don't have it.
See, I can't figure this out. It's 12:10 at night. The line's not up, but tomorrow when you pick up the paper, the RJ, they'll have the line on them. Right.
I have a feeling that maybe if we walked into a book right now, we could find it. But the bottom line is,
the book array has both those games around pick.
All right. Well,
that's all I got for you.
I disagree. But hey, we'll talk about it tomorrow night. We'll be back. Thanks for listening. Rebel Room.
Post game edition. Here we go, baby.